שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא.
Hello, we're in a lesson on the topic of everything is obtained by the power of prayer. We will read selected excerpts from the sources, continuing with excerpt 24. You can ask questions as usual. Everything is obtained by the power of prayer.
כן, בבקשה.
קטע מספר 24,
excerpt 24, Rabash writes, we should pay attention to and believe through the worst possible states and not escape the campaign, but rather always trust that the Creator can help a person and give him whether one needs a little help or a lot of help. In truth, one who understands that he needs the Creator to give him a lot of help, because he is worse than the rest of the people, is more suitable for his prayer to be answered. As it is written, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves the crushed in spirit. Again, 24, we should pay attention to and believe through the worst possible states and not escape the campaign, but rather always trust that the Creator can help a person and give him whether one needs a little help or a lot of help. In truth, one who understands that he needs the Creator to give him a lot of help, because he is worse than the rest of the people, is more suitable for his prayer to be accepted. As it is written, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves the crushed in spirit.
No.
No.
Malo barur, Moscow 7.
What's not clear, Moscow 7?
здесь Рабаш пишет, что мы должны видеть...
Here, Rabash writes that we should see that we are worse than the rest of the people in order to feel that we need help from the Creator.
Что ты хуже остальных. Ты наоборот видишь, что ты лучше остальных.
And you don't always see that you're worse.
Well, our ego always works like that. It's true.
А разве можем сделать так, чтобы ощутить себя хуже остальных?
Can we make it so that we will feel ourselves as worse?
If a person invests forces and wishes to be connected to others, then he receives from the Creator more illumination. That comes to him, and then he feels himself opposite from the light that shines to him. And that's why he feels himself as the worst.
То есть это как результат работы и вкладов десятку, да?
Can.
Meaning this is a result of the work of our investment.
Of course. If a person doesn't work on himself, of course he feels himself as righteous. Typically, he then says, "Look at others. What do you want from me?" And if he works intensely to connect or bring on the correction, then he feels himself as the lowest and the responsible for all the corruptions. PT
17. It says that a person should pay attention to this and believe through the worst possible states and not escape the campaign. What does it mean to escape the campaign for us?
Leave the work, to stop understanding, stop believing that this comes to us from the Creator on purpose, so you would advance toward the connection between us, from the connection to the prayer to the Creator. That's what we need
This happens automatically when a person doesn't invest work. He simply
nothing happens automatically. If this belongs to spiritual upliftment, to spiritual ascent, then we have to invest in it, because we make the form of man from the will to receive, the structure of bestowal. New York 4.
Rav, our hearts must be broken in order to be close to the Creator. So what breaks a person's heart?
When he discovers that his heart is broken, that all of his desires are egoistic, and he wants to do nothing good from his nature, and he needs each time overcoming when he doesn't have the strength for it, and he needs, from what he sees, he needs the help of the environment and influence from above, from the Creator, so that then he'll be able to climb out of the hole in which he keeps discovering himself deeper and deeper. PT 31.
When is it considered that a person is in the campaign, in the battle?
The campaign, when he belongs to his group, when his group belongs to a greater group, the world group, and when he feels it this way, he is already part of the system. And now the question is, if he's advancing with the system, meaning he's performing actions that will advance the system also towards correction.
PT2.
Good morning, Rav, friends. I have this question I wanted to ask for a long time. Sometimes we say that we need to pray for a common deficiency, sometimes for connection between us. When we speak about praying for the connection between us, do we mean a common deficiency? So there's, or is there something to connection beyond the common deficiency?
We wish to reveal in the connection between us a common deficiency, and from this deficiency to pray to the Creator. Those are the correct actions between us, to be connected in order to come to a common deficiency, from that to turn to the Creator, and then the Creator will surely respond. Because it's a system. If we don't organize our attitude correctly, then we simply don't activate the system. We can say that up above there's no heart, there's no head, no eyes, they don't feel us. It's simply the way we speak as humans. But in truth, we are in a system which is like a computer. You do something right, you receive a reaction. You can't do it, you can't do the correct action, you don't get an answer. Or you get an incorrect answer, but it works according to plan. Where all the broken vessels must connect between them in order to bring themselves again into unity and connection, just as they were before the shattering. And there's no room here for lamenting anything, crying, other than the miserable person.
Emotionally, to pray for a common deficiency is a lot closer than to pray for connection. Sometimes I find myself that praying for connection, it's like something that it's not natural, even though intellectually I understand very well what you are saying, it's acceptable and it's very clear systematically, but still the prayer ends up more in the direction of a common deficiency and not, let's connect, from that we will reach a common deficiency. Is that okay, or should I do some work here?
From within our egoistic desire, we wish to feel the deficiency and ask. From within this spiritual desire that has to awaken in us, we wish to be in gratitude and aiming this gratitude to the Creator. So we should feel ourselves less miserable, poor, and feel that we have the power to turn to the Creator and be grateful to Him from the bottom of our hearts.
Buongiorno Rav, come identifico una risposta che sia dal sistema e non un inganno dell'ego? Grazie.
How can I identify the response that comes from the system and that it's not some lie of the ego?
That's according to the preparation of your vessels. The extent to which you are working on the vessels, you are about to feel in them a reaction, an answer. Your questions are the places where you will receive an answer. Questions and answers, that's what we have with the upper system. And if you can't see anything, if you can't detect anything, it's a sign that your question, your request, did not reach a state where you can locate the answer.
Good morning, Krav. Good morning, Kurt Lee. How can a person can be sure that he needs the Creator to help him so much?
This is with the help of the group and a prayer. We don't have any other means for it. It should all come from above, from the Creator. But to awaken Him, we can do it only through the group. No other way. The means is simple.
Barur. Latin free.
Hola, maestro. Buenos días, amigos. La pregunta es relacionada al...
Hello, teacher. Good day. Good day, friends. The question is in relation to the text where he says that the Creator can help a person and give him little help or a lot of help. What does it depend on our deficiency, on our prayer? What does the help of the Creator depend on?
It depends on how much we turn upwards, and by that we discover our vessel for receiving the answer. There has to be man in order to receive mud. Otherwise, it won't happen. We simply won't detect him, won't feel him. And pay attention to how much you yourselves are also capable of reaching the correct state. Let's say the management of Bnei Baruch is turning to you, so you would fill out a feedback form. How is the Congress? What's happening? What are you thinking? What do you want? How many people responded? 25%. From all the participants in the Congress. We had, let's say, 6,000 people, so 1,600 people in total have replied. So if we reply this way to what is being asked of us, then why should they do any differently from above? If we belittle everything that we're told to do, let's connect, let's do this and that, where is our correct response? We demand something from the Creator. What about from ourselves? Are we doing things accordingly?
No,
we won't get an answer from above, even like that. What do you think? I was amazed to see that there were 6,000 participants in the Congress, and everybody got the survey, the feedback form, and only 25% filled it out. Meaning we like to receive. To give, we can't. Even to participate, which is just a few minutes time to do something on your keyboard. So, in the same way, they regard us from above, because we look down and belittle a general action of ours. Because each one thinks he's smarter than this, he doesn't think it's important. Okay, so if he doesn't think it's important, why he himself is important? You think that things just happen like that? That you have the mind to consider what's important or not, what's worthy or not. Things that invite us to participate together. These are the most important things for our spiritual advancement. And in truth, I'm sorry to see such results.
Ita Van.
Buongiorno Rav. Come immaginiamo uno stato successivo da raggiungere in modo da puntare verso uno sforzo comune?
Hello Rav, how to depict the next state that we should reach in order to do a common effort?
זהו, צריכים לעשות במאמץ המשותף.
We have to do it with our common effort. I just spoke about it. To make a common effort, the action is common. We were together in the Congress. We were connected to some extent. Now they want a certain reaction, a feedback from us. No, it's already gone. It's done. I don't care about it. Each one doesn't take it seriously. And this is very, it's very severe.
Спасибо, учитель. Вот если я согласился с
тем, что оно пришло от Творца, if I agreed with the situation that it comes from the Creator, and I'm waiting for that state to go away, is that also escaping the campaign?
Yeah, if I do not return the correct response to what's happening in me, of course, what's happening is coming from the Creator, but if I don't, then I can wait until the end of correction. Nothing will happen. Meaning I awaken on me various negative comments because I'm not participating with the engine that brings us to the end of correction, but I'll have to do it. Because if any moment where I don't do what I need to do, then that awakening that comes to me from the good source becomes more and more negative. And I feel bad in it more and more. Until I come to see great torments that will obligate me to correct my attitude.
Comment arrive-t-on à un manque spirituel? Car même quand nous nous tournons vers le groupe, il nous faut un manque. Si nous sommes comme une pierre, comment peut-on augmenter notre manque?
How do we reach a spiritual lack? Because even when we turn to the group, I don't find a deficiency. If I'm like a rock, how can I, like a stone, how can I increase my deficiency?
Well, we have to awaken one another in the group. We must do it in the group. There's no choice. One shall help his friend. There's a lot written about it. Where's everything you've read? It's as if you've never read anything about it. We must, even artificially, awaken the heart of the friends towards connection, to warm things up, to connect, to come closer. Chaver, friend from the word chibo, connection. He who yearns for connection is called a friend.
Latin 4.
Buenas. Pregunta un amigo a la escena, Raf. Dice,
a question from a friend in the tent.
¿Está relacionada con los deseos o con las carencias? ¿Cómo conectamos esas carencias o deseos
con la escena? Prayer. Is it connected to the desires or deficiencies of the ten? And how do you connect these deficiencies or desires to the ten?
All that we have, what passes over us, to see as a result from the quality of our connection in the ten, either to good or to bad. But it's all a result of the quality of our connection. We have nothing that belongs to even to the degrees of still vegetative and animate in each and every one individually. Rather, it's all a result of the degree of speaking that we look down at it or succeed in it. That's how it is. In everything possible. And so if a person has some problems, troubles, from the smallest to the largest, right? That's called that in something he is missing in his social work. It's written such, if I insert my hand into my pocket and I want to take out from there $1, and instead of $1, I find $2, that's also called a punishment. Because I wanted only one, and I found two. So it's no longer according to my desire. To such an extent, man's desire needs to receive precisely the correct response if a person exists in the correct manner. That's it. So seemingly also to the good or to the bad as well. Doesn't matter what direction. Rather, it's not the direction of the desire. Africa.
Hi, Rav. A question from a friend. How can I pray for my friends if behind each of them I must see the Creator and perfection? What should I ask for them?
That's also correct. And along with this, I can feel in me what I can add to the friend. And if I can't add to him in something that's in him, I need to see in me qualities, desires, discernments that I can add to him in order to bring him to a more corrected state. Because in the extent that we're connecting, as much as I thought about the friend that he is perfect, but he is not perfect because I am not connected to him. In this extent, he's still not perfect. And so this is how I relate to him. what can I add to him in order to progress him to correction? And it's not that he's not corrected. I can feel him each time as perfect, but as a whole. But the problem is in me that I am not connected to him. And thus in this, his state is still not in the end of correction.
So is it correct to say that even if I ask for the friend, actually I'm still indirectly asking for the correction within myself?
Truly so. Because I don't see the friend, I see a copy of myself. I don't truly see the friend before me. None of us sees the world, right, as we learn in perception of reality. We see only ourselves, our projection on the upper abstract light. From the highest degrees to the lowest in our degree. It's all the projection of our egoistic desire upon the upper light, like on the screen, that we project our ego on the upper light, and we see this world. Meaning, what is this world with everything that's occurring in it? It's in sum total our egoistic internality that I still haven't corrected yet. And so it's called all who cancels another. It's of his own flaw. PT 18.
In excerpt 24, we read that, in truth, one who understands that he needs the Creator to give him a lot of help because he is worse than the rest of the people, is more suitable for his prayer to be answered. And I wanted to ask, how come those who feel worse or have some sort of prerogative because they make more effort, so they get more?
If he makes an effort, he sees himself worse. Ultimately, it's up to us to reveal the extent of breaking, the shattering in us. And accordingly, we are worthy of correction. In sum total, that's simple.
So it turns out that we shouldn't make an effort, and then I get worse. I become worse.
No, as much as you make an effort, you see yourself as worse, meaning in a more true manner, and then you are more worthy of correction. The corruption is revealed. That's already present in you.
No.
Right,
but look, he writes that the one who is worse, who feels that the Creator needs to help him, his prayer is accepted before others, before those who pray and participate. Why is it so? Why, when I exert, I make an effort, and I come to the morning lessons, and I make efforts, and I'll receive after the one who prays?
You don't need correction like your friend.
Is there a person who doesn't need correction?
It's according to his sensation.
It's not only according to the feeling, it's according to his efforts, according to how he does things.
Correct. It's according to the lack of man, as much as he worked on correction, on connection, on bestowal. And he sees that he's not succeeding enough in this. And accordingly, he has a lack for connection, for bestowal. And thus, he is in need of help from above.
It's as if it is in a person's clear awareness that he is making an effort and not succeeding, so he needs more help?
Let's say so.
Thank you, Rav.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning.
Can a person even want what he really needs accurately for correction?
Person is in the correct society, then he receives these deficiencies for correction from the society, and then he precisely feels from within his social system what he is lacking. And if his, with his private lack that he is participating with the lacks of the group, then each one complete for one another, and in sum total they raise the mutual lack to the Creator, and then they succeed in everything. Only in such a manner we need to work.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот есть у каждого товарища свой какой-то хиссарон.
Yes, dear Rav, every friend has his own deficiency, his own request. We're trying to unite them. But we learn that in the end, we have to come to a care for the Creator and to ask to bring Him contentment, to care for Him. How do we come from the different directions and different deficiencies into one?
That's called from love of created beings to love of the Creator. As much as I learn from friends that we need to reach to love between us, to connection between us, despite that in none of us there is love, rather the opposite, we reveal each time how much we are in distance, alienation, and even hate from one another, like the students of Rabbi Shimon, those of the Zohar. But when I look at them and them upon me, and we learn together according to the sources and understand that we need to reach a state that love covers all crimes, where will we take the love? The crimes are revealed from the shattering. Still, there is in everyone. If such, I can turn to the Creator and request that I'll have love of friends. I don't have. Let me have. And then in such a manner, we can reach a state that we will get closer to one another and request of the Creator. It all ultimately must end in the prayer, in request.
In other
words, love of friends is something pleasant. I'm happy with them. I like it with them. I'm willing to do something for them. But how do you come from this to being incorporated in the Creator's deficiency and working for Him?
To begin with, what reason am I going to connect with the friends? Only in order to bestow to the Creator. Very simple. It's like, you know, there is a family. The mother has kids, many kids, right? And she asks of them to play nicely with one another. Don't hit one another. Don't yell. So, to give contentment to the mother, we need to get closer and play nicely with one another. Yes. Niv.
Excerpt number 25. Abash writes, only those who say that they want to escape from the work, but have nowhere else to go, since nothing satisfies them, those people do not walk out from the work. Although they have ups and downs, they do not give up. This is as it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried, and their cry went up to God from the work. In other words, they cried out from the work because they were not advancing in the work of the Creator, so they could work in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker. At that time, they were rewarded with the exodus from Egypt. In the work, this is called emerging from the control of the will to receive and entry into the work of bestowal. We'll read it again, 25. Only those who say that they want to escape from the work but have nowhere else to go, since nothing satisfies them, those people do not walk out from the work. Although they have ups and downs, they do not give up. This is as it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried, and their cry went up to God from the work. In other words, they cried out from the work because they were not advancing in the work of the Creator, so they could work in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker. At that time, they were rewarded with the exodus from Egypt. In the work, this is called emerging from the control of the will to receive and entry into the work of bestowal.
Ashkelon.
Thank you, Rav. In the analogy to the mother and kids, in our case, the mother is pretty cruel. She seems to be absent. She writes letters, and we have to be good kids. Why is it like that?
Mother gives us opportunities, the optimal opportunities, in order to advance. She's not hitting us too much and not loving too much in order to bring us to the middle line, meaning in the shortest manner, from here to the end of correction. If we would see how relates to you, to us, the Creator, we would see that it's the correct attitude, relation in 100% at each and every point that we are in. And what seems to you in your egoistic eyes, well, what can we do? You still don't see anything. When you'll grow, then you'll see how much the Creator is righteous and you are wicked.
Natanya.
Thank you, Rav. We read in the excerpt that people who want to run away from the work but can't because they're not getting satisfaction from anything else, does not getting satisfaction, should we cause it to each other, or is it something that comes? What does it mean not to get satisfaction? How do we come to a state where nothing satisfies us?
We can cause reach satisfaction only when we are in the intention to bestow. Because in the will to receive, there will never be satisfaction. Ever. There is no person that dies and his lusts are in his hands. Only in the will to bestow, when we want to bestow to others, then each time we can be in this process and such actions, and accordingly, we'll have each time more and more and more satisfaction.
No. Go on. But each one, or some of us, have all kinds of engagements and other little things, all kinds of satisfactions and other engagements. Should we not relate to these satisfactions?
This accompanies us in our corporeal lives. We don't take this into account. Of course, we need all these things in order to have what to live from. But the spiritual goal, it places before us spiritual satisfaction to which we must reach.
Thank you.
PT 19.
Thank you, Rav. Question. The exodus from Egypt, does it happen only once on the path, or does it return in each degree?
Only once. Only once. Itavan.
Una domanda alla decina. Quindi, io mi devo sforzare di sentire.
My question from the 10. So I need to practice on feeling the deficiency of the friend so I can pray for them. But when we pray, should I picture the friends to myself? Is it correct to work this way?
When I pray for the friends, I can depict them that they are already at the degree of correction. Yes. In general, all my work to begin with must be that I connect with them and I see them as corrected. And then when I relate to them, relate myself to them, ascribe myself to them, I see myself as the small one connecting to the big ones. And in such a manner, I can progress. This is what Rabash writes, right? It's either one before the zero or zero for the or zero before the one, and so on. All right. Maybe let's read another one, Niv, and then we'll go on.
26. Rabash writes, he must pray to believe that the Creator does hear a prayer, and everything that one feels in these states is to his benefit. But this can be only above reason, meaning, although the mind tells him, after all the calculations, you see that nothing can help you. He should believe this. He should believe this too, above reason, that the Creator can deliver him from the will to receive for himself, in return for which he will receive the desire to bestow. Again, excerpt number 26. He must pray to believe that the Creator does hear a prayer, and everything that one feels in these states is to his benefit. But this can be only above reason, meaning, although the mind tells him, after all the calculations, you see that nothing can help you. He should believe this too, above reason, that the Creator can deliver him from the will to receive for himself, in return for which he will receive the desire to bestow.
יש על זה שאלות? טורקי 4.
Any questions on this? Turkey 4.
Good morning, Rav.
Morning.
I feel like I did what I am able to do in the work. I did my best, but especially after the Congress, I feel that I am broken into pieces. I feel disgusted from myself, and how can I get out of this self-hate that I have?
בשביל מה?
What for?
למה אתה רוצה לצאת?
Why do you want to exit from this sensation? In order to feel better?
Huh? Ulai davka tisha. Ulai davka tishaer be argasha azot.
maybe remain in this sensation and just tell yourself, I now feel how my will to receive, my ego, is suffering. So let it suffer. I don't want to change it. Let it suffer. And I will disconnect from it. And I can be outside of it and feel myself in good. And I will look at it that it's suffering, and I will just enjoy it.
So I have to separate my point in the heart and my will to receive, and I am my point in the heart and will receive can suffer, and it can suffer, but I'm also in gratitude because it suffers, will receive.
Yes, surely. I'm giving thanks to the Creator on this that He gave me to feel that my ego is bad, and I feel bad in it, and that specifically by this bad sensation, I am separating from it, distancing from it. And then I already see myself divided in two. This is the bad in me, and I want to be outside of it. And this that I will build the good. And then you begin gradually to build the paltzuf, that will have a rosh, toch, sof. That's how it is, the paltzuf of a neshama, of a soul.
I want to say something, that if there's no spiritual connection, if there's no attainment to Creator, also there's no point in living this life. So why do I live if I can't achieve anything?
Correct, very nice. Meaning now you have good thoughts that you must reach the awareness of the Creator, attainment of the Creator, sensation of the Creator. Very nice. Who's doing this to you? The Creator is giving you this sensation, so you need to give Him thanks. Don't be in your feelings like a little kid that got some blow and now he's crying and crying and crying. He can't get out of it. A bigger person, an adult, says, okay, I got a blow, but okay, but I need to take care of it. I have to turn to a doctor or something. So we need a bit more to stop crying and rise above the state. We'll hope that we'll begin to feel to see you once again happy, like before.
Hamut. Tov. En yoter ve'en she'elot lefi ha.
Okay, no more. No more questions. According to this, 27. If so, Niv, maybe we'll transition to preface.
Right. Maybe a concluding workshop question before we transition?
Yes, just what are we going to do? What are we going to ask? Maybe that the friends themselves will give us questions, but they don't want to ask. Otherwise, they would ask me. So what to do?
No. I have an idea for a question, if you want. What does it mean that the 10, the content team wrote, what does it mean that the 10 shows a vessel for turning to the Creator that's ready to get an answer from Him? What does it mean that the 10 shows a vessel to turning to the Creator that is ready to receive an answer from Him?
Meaning, according that the 10 feels itself to receive an answer from the Creator, then from within this, it brings together its question and turns to Him. All right, let's do this workshop. How can we now, from all our world kli, to turn to the Creator and demand, request, to beg before Him? with what are we turning to? Otherwise, it seems like the Creator to you is not present. He doesn't exist. You don't feel Him, so you don't turn to Him. And like He's not in reality. But we need to reveal Him. So in what manner? If not by this, that we're constantly turning to Him, shaking like a little child, turning always all the time to the adult and trying to shake him up, get his attention. So we always need to be in these questions and requests and prayers to the Creator. In such a manner, we will awaken Him to begin to be revealed in us. How do we do this? Please. In what are we turning to Him? Each and every group that bring the solution. Bring us that one sentence with which we turn to the Creator.
Let us have love of friends in us.
To
separate between our will to receive and the exalted point, to yearn to be like you in bestowal and love.
Give us the strength not to get stuck in what we feel and yearn for the goal.
Erect us to be like you.
Let us relate to the friend as to the Creator.
We need to yell for Him to help us to advance. Without yelling, doesn't help. Doesn't work.
Thank you for giving us the conditions to be like you. A 10 world Kli, the guide.
We need to request not to disconnect from the Creator all the time, to have in us desire not to forget about Him, that everything comes from Him and everything depends on Him.
On this prayer too, give us a prayer, make our hearts open, so we will have a constant prayer, a constant plea to you.
Give us ears to hear that in the society we are asked to do something that's important.
I'm going to read you what I wrote. Let us have love of friends in us. Help us separate the will to receive from the point in the heart. Give us the strength not to get stuck in our emotions. Direct us to be like you. Let us relate to the friend as to the Creator. We need to cry out so you will help us advance. Thank you for giving us the conditions to be like you. 10 world Kli, the teacher, the way So we will, let us not disconnect from you. Let us have a desire not to forget you, that everything comes from you and everything depends on you. Give us a prayer, make our hearts open, and give us a constant plea to you. Give us ears to hear when we as a society are requested to do something that it's important.
Okay, so we continue on to a song and preface.
Come on.